What is going on, everybody? We are back on a Monday for another episode of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. We are officially into the madness that is March, and we've got a lot of key news to share today. We'll cover that and sports as always, but stay tuned for our feature story on the Mayor's Youth Award coming up later. This past Friday was the Electrify Your Symphony concert, and of course it was a huge success. String students were able to perform on stage alongside Mark Wood, one of the founding members of the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. The show was held at Parsons Auditorium in front of a sold-out crowd. Congratulations to all who were able to be a part of this experience. Very well done. The Board of Finance will complete their work and conduct a final vote on the recommendations tonight. This will take place at Parsons in Conference Room B at 5:30. After the Board of Finance settles on the recommended budget, it will transfer to the Board of Aldermen for their review. For future details, we'll continue to keep you posted on the podcast in the news cycle. It's officially Girl Scout Week. Members were able to wear their uniforms or other apparel to represent the Girl Scouts. I, for one, am really looking forward to having some more Thin Mints around the house soon. I'm sure a lot of others can relate as well. Definitely don't forget to be on the lookout for those boxes of cookies around this time of year. The Open Choice program is now accepting applications. The deadline to submit is April 1st for inclusion in the lottery for openings. This program provides opportunities for families to select schools for their children either in New Haven or in the surrounding suburban districts based on the availability of seats. Open Choice is part of a law passed by the legislature of the state of Connecticut to help reduce racial, ethnic, and economic isolation in Connecticut. If you would like for your child to be included in the lottery for these seats, please complete the application at www.aces.org/schools-program/aces-open-choice. You can also find this link in the March 3rd upcoming news and events article on our district website. Finally, as Music in Our Schools Month continues, there will be a citywide band concert tomorrow for students in grades 6 through 12. The show will be held at 4 and at 7 p.m. That's all we have for news today. Stick around for sports coming up next. The winter sports season has pretty much wrapped up, but we have some more names to recognize for earning All-SEC nominations this year. Foreign's Lucy Capello and Jonna Lord were nominated for cheerleading. Foreign's Isaiah Moore has also received All-SEC honors in high jump for the indoor track season. Jonathan Law's John Nider has won the Walter Camp Connecticut Player of the Year Award. He was the first athlete in school history to be nominated, and now he becomes the first winner as well. Nider wins this award in just his first year playing quarterback for the Lawmen. If that doesn't say enough about his work ethic, John was also named to the All-SEC first team for basketball this season and was invited to this year's CHSCA All-Star basketball game as well. A true testament to his natural athleticism and ability to just pick up a sport and be good at it. Law's boys basketball season has come to an end, but they made a run to the quarterfinals, capping off a season that these players will remember for the rest of their lives. Finally, Jonathan Law's Caden Simpson recently competed at the New Balance Nationals meet in Boston. Caden finished with a time of 9:46 in the girls' 60-meter hurdles. Spring sports are on the horizon now, but in the meantime, don't forget to unwind with some March Madness, my personal favorite tournament every year. That's all we have for sports today. Coming up next is our feature story on the annual Mayor's Youth Award. For today's feature story, we're going to be discussing the Mayor's Youth Award. I was able to get an interview from our very own Chief Operations Officer, Jim Riccitelli, to discuss this in further detail. We'll get into that shortly. Just to provide some background on what this entails, the Mayor's Youth Award accepts submissions for acts of service from any community members around Milford. The Milford Public Schools has been a longtime participant in this citywide event, and students or parents are always welcome to submit. The deadline to submit is April 4th, and the award ceremony will be held at Parsons on May 9th. That pretty much sums it up. Let's take a listen to what Jim had to say about his experience with the award. I'm here with Jim Riccitelli. Jim, I know that you've had many years of experience being involved with the Mayor's Youth Awards. Can you tell me why you believe this event is important?
Sure. Thanks, Cam. The 10 years that I spent in City Hall, some of the things that I like to do best, I liked everything about the job, but the things I liked to do best were getting together with the kids and especially giving tours at City Hall of classes that would come in and things like that. So doing the Mayor's Youth Awards was a lot of fun. It was a way of giving back to thanking them for all of the good work that they do. And the reason I think it was so important is because we have tremendous youth in Milford who do so many good things. And it's good to highlight those good things because so many times we just, you know, people talk about the kids that get into trouble and the problems sometimes. It's good to highlight the great things that our kids do in Milford. And that's what the Mayor's Youth Awards was able to do each year.
Do you have any memorable examples of acts of service from the past that still stand out to you to this day?
There were so many. You know, the kids were all of the different groups, and it ranged from kids in kindergarten all the way up to kids in high school. And there were so many different things that they did, from, you know, beach cleanups to raising money for somebody who maybe in their school was having a hard time. They did all kinds of things for charitable organizations like the Red Cross. Just so many different things. I can't say that any really stand out more than the others, but just, you know, things that the kids were able to do that really made an impact on our community, and more importantly, made an impact on the people that they were serving.
That concludes today's episode. Don't forget, submissions for the Mayor's Youth Award are due April 4th. Anyone is welcome to send one in. Thank you for listening. It's a weird drop day. Usually we drop on Fridays, but we had to delay this episode for today. We will be back this Friday, though, so be sure to tune in once again this week for our most prevailing stories to date.